To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant, Oklahoma, and everything is happening here and on our station today. Gavin Dawson, Lucius Alexander are going to be holding it down here from 2 to 4, while at the same time, the rest of the G-Bag Nation has everything ready to go back from the studios to get you amped up for Cowboys-Lions right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is a game day, so Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. Who would like to kick it off?
I'll kick things off, Alec, if that's okay with you, man.
Of course.
There you go. Cowboys win because they are able to hold the center of Detroit's universe in check, and that is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Jahmyr Gibbs is the he's everything that starts their offense. Play action. You have to limit yourself as a defender on the front line because you can't just say, I'm going to go blow past this this offensive tackle and go get Jared Goff, because Jahmyr Gibbs could run right by you. And so if the Cowboys can contain him, they have the best chance to win. Make them one-dimensional, put them in a situation where they have to say, you know what, we got to throw. Now Jared Goff's in back in passing, and he's not very mobile. Quinnen Williams on the – I'm telling you, go watch it before the game tonight if you get a chance. I mean, Tolo and watch at the same time. I don't know how you're going to do it, but good luck.
He figured it
but
out.
Go hear Quinnen Williams talking about, man, I would miss so many sacks against Patrick Mahomes there. He wants to make up for what he lost in that game. And all the rest of the guys were talking about it too, so they all know. Clowney got his, and now they all want to go get theirs. So, yes, stop Jahmyr Gibbs, and you win this game.
Alec, what say you?
I actually like something that Corey said, and for me, Cowboys win because Jared Goff has to drop back more than 35 times in this game.
Ooh, I like it.
And if you look at some of the numbers, he typically doesn't win games where he's attempting more than 35 passes. There are a couple sprinkled in throughout here and there, but you see that the run game is, like Corey said, the center of their universe. In games where he is dropping back less than 30 times, they are pretty much perfect. I see maybe one loss where he attempted 29 passes against Kansas City, but other than that, they usually win games where their run game is working. Shocker. It almost goes to the hits and misses thing that Corey has been running for a couple years now. It's almost like he knows a thing or two. But there are opportunities to get after Jared Goff in this game, especially if you do what Corey mentioned. If you take away the run game from them, what have we been talking about all week? How beat up that offense is. Not only are they thin in the receiver room because Amon-Ra St. Brown is likely not going to play in this game. Sam LaPorta has been injured for most of the season now. But G-Bag was kind of joking yesterday about name a Lions receiver. You probably can't. And not only that, if you want to keep talking about injuries, both of their tackles are questionable for this game. Whether they play or not, they are going to be a little bit beat up. They're going to be a little bit unhealthy going into this game, and their offense is prolific whenever they're all healthy. Jared Goff, when he has elite protection, can look like an elite quarterback. he's probably not going to have that tonight. So take away their bread and butter, like Corey said, but if you make him drop back more than, I don't know, 35 times or so, you're going to win this game.
I don't want to discount David Montgomery in that conversation either, because of what he's capable of. But you eliminate half of that running game, and you're doing pretty good for yourself.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, I think I'm going to kind of go along with a lot of the same reasoning that y'all just had in terms of why the Cowboys win. And you just mentioned something right there, Alec. Questions about the tackles and questions that you've seen across the rest of the offensive line. Mine is one of Jared Goff's major weaknesses, his lack of pocket escapability, continues to get hammered tonight. So the interior of Detroit's line has not been good. You're just talking about you're concerned about the tackles as well. They, and you're right, Alec, they've been concerned about this all year. Tate Rutledge has he's come in there at right guard as a rookie and been meh. Mickey mentioned it earlier. Glasgow, he's failed to really replace or even come close to replacing Ragnow. So they already had issues there. And what has that led to? 20.2% of Jared Goff's dropbacks, he's been hit. Easily the highest of his Lions tenure. And that spells disaster.
Absolutely it does. No, I mean, he has to be upright. He not only is he not mobile, look how wiry that dude is, too.
Yeah.
He for him to have his feet set and planted is the way he throws. Kevin, he is the one that I would say, hey, kids, watch this guy throw the football. Mimic some of the things that he does because his accuracy is on point. You know I was a big fan of his coming out of the draft.
Right.
I would have loved to do something to go up and get him. We ended up getting Dak. I'm pretty okay with that right now. But what you saw with Jared Goff is his ability to dime you downfield, and that's what he does so well. So, yeah, man, you're right. If he's in the pocket and comfortable, it's not a good night for the Cowboys.
From the 2-4, Cowboys win because I'm serious, for real this time.
Swagalicious.
Jonathan Mingo has his breakout game with four catches for 26.
Hold on, is that the same person that used to send in the swag thing, and now they just changed their...
I think it's a different person, but that's a good question.
Yeah.
From the 817, Cowboys win because CD and Pickens ball out. Cowboys lose because they can't stop the run. Oh, no. Cowboys tie. We don't have to do Cowboys tie because the roof collapses with snow and they call off the game. But nobody gets hurt.
That's
they said
terrifying.
Nobody gets hurt.
That's terrifying. Kevin, did I go with Cowboys win first?
Yes.
Darn it. I was supposed to use that as my lose. Can I change now to Cowboys win because Cowboys win because?
Yes.
So I'm doubling up on wins.
Yeah, I'm confused and intrigued by your hypothesis.
Cowboys win because they have more than one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One bread and butter.
Okay. Yeah.
Their run game is effective. And I say effective. It's not the Lions' run game. It's two different, like... The Lions are built on explosive plays. Javonte Williams will get you 3-6, 3-6, mafia, all day long, all right? He's going to get those for you.
What a timely reference.
Hey, there's some Tolos out there that are like, thank you, Corey. He'll get you that. But then once you think, okay, the Cowboys, this is a run situation, Schottenheimer goes, no, this is great for play action.
Right.
And, Kevin, you pointed out how effective play action's been the last – I think you started a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely.
You were just like, dude, this play action is amazing right now. And the way that they use their play action is so different. Go watch, I don't know, I told you this morning, go watch the Cooper Beebe breakdown that Dan Orlovsky, I don't love Dan Orlovsky all the time. I thought this was smart because he pointed out.
I promise I'm not interpreting it as such.
He pointed out how Cooper Beebe, the athleticism to be able to get out to the outside and block on chip on the edge instead of saying, hey, we're going to keep a tight end in. Now I move my center, who's has nobody in front of him, to the outside, and we've blown up the pocket because our guards are so damn good.
Yeah,
I can use my center as another option out there. So that's one thing. You do have the bread and butter. You've discussed it at length, the slant pass. I can go to that anytime I want to. And now I can do things off of it. And now that's helping out CeeDee Lamb, too, and Ferguson. So, Kevin, because of play action, because Brian Schottenheimer does not just put play action in motion in there for the sake of putting play action in motion in there, because he's actually using this effectively, Cowboys win tonight.
I think you'll get a kick out of this text from the 806. Cowboys win because the high-flying offense keeps going and they contain Gibbs. Cowboys lose because Dan Campbell literally runs on the field and tries to bite off Dak's kneecap.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. That wouldn't be a good thing for
I understand.
He'd probably be out of the league after that, right?
Well, see, and I was going to say, I understand that logic, and I think it is very humorous. I would think in that scenario we would be gifted some sort of forfeit victory if the opposing coach.
I feel like that's a 15-yard personal.
I think that's a
15-yard penalty.
Man,
roughing the passer.
Okay,
they're like, what's the max we can do? He's been ejected, and then we assess a 15-yard penalty on first down.
You know what? I want to institute a new thing called a super penalty. With a super penalty, you're allowed once a game to throw out a different color flag that allows you to double the usual yardage for a penalty.
I love it. I want you to think about it.
If Dan
Campbell went out and bit Dak's kneecap, that should be assessed.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Alec, do you have a Cowboys lose because?
Cowboys lose because, gentlemen, Dan Campbell does not bite off anybody's kneecaps, but he does run wild offensively in one specific area. The Lions are 0 for their last 7 on fourth down. If he gets gutsy and he starts running fourth down plays and they're converting on you, you're in trouble. That means it's going to lead to points because it's going to build confidence. They're 0 for their last 7. They haven't been good.
That's two games.
Yeah. They haven't been good at it, which is, Corey talks about bread and butter. That has been something that Dan Campbell, for better or for worse, has been known for. And we talked about it a lot yesterday, Kevin, you specifically did, about how their defense has not been as good as people expected.
No.
So Dan Campbell, I feel like in my mind, is cornered when it comes to his offense. It's really beat up right now. It's not perfect, but can he afford against a high-scoring offense to give the ball to his defense and trust them? No. So if he goes for it on fourth down and he finds early success in it, I think that's a way to lose the game.
Now, I think you guys are going to respect this level of fandom. From the 713, Cowboys win because I haven't washed my game day shirt since the Philly game, and the Cowboys lose because we're on the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, if it keeps the winds coming, you deal with that stink, right?
You smell that shirt up as much as you can.
Okay.
Mm. You get stains on it. You just let it ride, baby. Just like here at Chalk Top, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kevin, this morning I heard Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show. Sometimes Aiden. One time.
Us?
Sometimes us, too. And they were talking about Monday night's football game. And
yes.
the effects of, you know, hey, are we – Cowboys win tonight. Aren't you feeling pretty good watching that Monday night game? Like going, all right, you guys are about to lose.
Yes.
Jalen Carter is out.
Really?
After having a procedure on both. This is according to Adam Schefter. A procedure on both shoulders.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he's now undergoing treatment for both shoulders. Will be considered week to week to return. He wanted to be close to 100% as possible for the playoff run. But, man, that would be a significant...
Okay.
Blow to that team for that Monday night game against the Chargers where I hear Herbert's in.
And think about, so he says.
Yeah.
But think about that. He wants to be as close as possible to 100% for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, what, 5 games?
You still got to get there, man.
And so that means he's hoping in 4.5 weeks he'll be 100%?
Yeah.
Well, let's just start to count backwards. Obviously out for Monday. Kind of sounds like maybe you wouldn't think he would be there the next week. And you've seen that defense can be wildly different without him.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, let's just kind of stacking things on top of each other right now, looking ahead a little bit. This is another yet another reason. Look, the G-Bag always throws out desperate team theory. I think both of these teams are desperate.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I think, kind of understand their situation and have the horses to go with it right now, which kind of really puts this playoff picture in perspective of what they can get to.
You know, we kind of talked about this player a little bit yesterday from the 6-8-2 Cowboys lose because Isaac Tesla has 10 catches for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. I would also concede if that happens, you are going to lose that game.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen at all. And Broaddus is right now.
He has potential.
Yeah, this defense has been it just does seem like this team will give up. Like, who was that guy?
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
It's kind of like the Rangers offense against pitchers this year. I'm like, that guy had like a 6 ERA coming into this game.
Or the Mavericks against some guy who has never had a season high or a career high, and they're like, tonight's the night, buddy.
Yeah,
for some reason, DFW likes to do that. The Cowboys can't have the mentality at all. Nobody gains an inch. It's remember the Titans kind of stuff. Just not this year's Titans.
Look, I hope the Detroit Lions remember those Titans and play just like that. For me, it's Cowboys lose because Sonic and Knuckles take over the game and grab all the golden rings. Look, they have both produced 50-plus yard rushing games the same game 15 times in their career.
They're good.
This is the part that's amazing to me. They have 50-plus scrimmage yards each in the same game 27 times. When they both score a touchdown in the same game, it's over. They've done it 14 times. They are 14-0.
Wow.
If you see both of them in the end zone, historically that says you are done.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.